Praise God. It's so good to be with you today on this Sunday. It is the Lord's day. This is the day the Lord has made. I just want to say it's good to see you. Now, I can't see you, but I sense I can. Right now, just let your friends and family know around the country, around the states that we're on. Just looking forward to how the Word of God is going to speak to us today. So you got time now to call Big Mama, call Uncle Joe, let them know. The word of God is coming forth. And don't we need a word during this time? In case you don't know, maybe you do know, I'm Pastor Tim Tootin, pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. It's so great to be with you this morning. And you know, with all that's happening in our society, we're certainly encouraged, Lord, and know that we need the word of God now more than we've ever needed it before. And that's what's so good about that. Let's take a moment. Even now, first of all, while I take that moment, go find your Bibles, bring them. If you have another means of opening the Word of God, I want you to be able to follow along with us today. But let's have a word of prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the blessing of this day. And this truly is the day that you've made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I pray right now for every person who is tuned in by way of this medium, that you might bless their household, that you might encourage them, that you might provide for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's a word. If you have your Bibles today, I make sure I've got one that's big enough print that I can read. But there's a good word over in the New Testament letter that Paul writes to Timothy. He writes to Timothy. And that's the second epistle of Paul, 2 Timothy 1 through actually 7. I want to end at 7, but I want to read the beginning of this text. So when you have found it, say amen. When you found it, give me a thumbs up. You say, Pastor, hold on. I got to go get my Bible. I'll give you a minute so that you might be able to find it and might be able to follow along in the Word of God. 2 Timothy 1 through 7. 2 Timothy 1 through 7. And I'm reading from the King James Version. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse number 3, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. And here's verse 7. We're going to spend our time in verse 7. For God hath not given you the spirit of fear, but power of love and a sound mind. I want to talk today about the fear factor, the fear factor. No doubt the last couple of weeks, unless you've been under a rock someplace, you know what's been happening around the globe with coronavirus. It is something that has caused many of us to fear. Fear about our tomorrows, fear about what's going to happen next, fear about our future. And so we are confined, for the most part, and confused. And that's where the Word of God comes in and makes a difference. You know, fear is something else. It is an emotion that causes us great pain. It is an emotion that causes us to lose our focus. It causes us to fear things and places, and in this case, this virus we've been talking about. You know, I believe that fear is an enemy. It is a weapon. And you know, you can't put fear and faith together. They just can't get along. You have faith, you got faith. That is what you believe about God, your confidence in God. And during those times when you're struggling, allow your faith to take center stage. So let's talk about when fear becomes a factor. when fear becomes a factor in our everyday experience. In the text, Paul is writing to young Timothy, his son in the ministry, and Timothy is leading a church. Timothy is a pastor. Paul is in prison. Won't be long before he loses his life. He sacrifices his life as one who spreads the good news of Jesus Christ. And scholars say this is really Paul's last letter. He said this is it. And so he's writing to encourage, and that's a word right there, to encourage someone else. Maybe you have Mr. or Mrs. Encouragement. You ought to let someone else know, child, it's going to be okay. I'm praying, and let's pray, and let's join together in prayer, and that's good. And, you know, when it comes to pastoral ministry, I want to say even to all the pastors who are out there providing encouragement, providing the word of God, and how we can't be in the building, so to speak, we're still the church. Jeremiah 3:15 gives us an important word, and I will give you pastors according to mine own heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's what we're called to do. And so if you're getting one video too many, your pastor is just trying to encourage you. He's trying to feed you with manna from on high. So the word says God has not given you the spirit of fear. It did not come from him. We know who the fear monger is. It's the devil himself. But he gives us power, love, and a sound mind. I want to just unpack those really one by one. And to have power, we're talking about supernatural power, not normal stuff. Many of you grew up watching some of the superheroes. In fact, there's some programs out now where the superheroes have all these different powers. But I'm talking about the supernatural power of God. That's so important. He gives us this power as a gift to be used to encourage others. And so Timothy is getting a word from Paul. Paul is just reminding him, Timothy, and don't you forget, and I love this point, that you know this stuff is in you because your grandmama, Miss Lois, had it, and your mother, Miss Eunice, and you ought to just dig deep and stir up that which is in you. Is that a word for you? We all grew up, many of us in church, and our grandmothers and grandfathers, you ought to stir that stuff up because for a time such as this, we need the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we get this gift of power that I need something to sustain me in the midst of fear. That's so important. And so we accept that gift of power. Timothy, you need power to lead. Timothy, you need power to carry forth the word of God. Now, I do believe that God has a power sharing program. I love what Isaiah says, 40:29-31, what he giveth power to the weak, and to them who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Don't you feel better now, knowing you've got power? My God, get up from here and go take a lap around your neighborhood because you've got power. And God has shared his power with you. And I love what Christ said to his disciples as he prepared to make a return back to heaven. Acts 1:8. He says to them, but you shall receive power. It's yours to have. And you will be my witnesses. After the Holy Ghost comes, you'll be able to witness wherever in your community. In the grocery store, you'll see a lot of people in the grocery store. That's a great place to witness. Talk about something and then ease in the Lord Jesus Christ. So he gives us power. But then he also gives us love. When it comes to this fear, love makes a difference. I'm talking about agape love. It's the Christian brand of love. And love means seeking the highest good of someone else. It's not really, it's about you. If somebody tells you, you know, I love you, well, just show me that you love me. Show me your kindness. It is the kind of love that is pure and that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here's one of the popular Bible verses. Is if you don't get but one during the coronavirus, make this be one. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that a good word? That he sent Jesus Christ And he demonstrated the love. In fact, Romans 5 and 8 says, God commended, or God demonstrated his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, and yes, we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. Never, ever forget that. Amen? That Christ is the one who died for us. You know, I was thinking the other day about Barney. You remember Barney. I don't know if he's still around or not, but Barney was that dinosaur who would say, oh, you know it, I love you, you love me, we're a happy family, and you're going to sing the rest. But that's man's demonstration of how we ought to love. But aren't you glad today that no matter what happens in this society, what's happening on the global stage, that thank God that he loves me with an everlasting love. And I'm to share that love. So fear, you better back out of here, because I got love. I know that I'm loved. I know the one who died for me. And that ought to give you great joy in the Lord today. It blows me away. So power. Love, and then a sound mind. You know, a sound mind is a way of thinking and behaving in a way that reflects God. You know, because fear will cause us to think the worst. Oh, God, it's never going to end. Oh, Lord, what's going to happen? And we become fearful because we have fed our mind with other things. And I love the news. I'm in the news. But sometimes you can feed yourself with too many press conferences. Feed yourself with too many dollars. And you ought to make sure that you are in the Word of God, that you're finding some way to get it in you. Amen? And however you choose that, it's going to bless you. Fear will cause us to say, well, this is never going to stop. And when we think about it, we don't know when this is going to end. But we can never forget that God is in control. You know, God was not asleep. He neither sleeps nor slumbers. He didn't get jolted. He said, God, you know there's a coronavirus going. He already knew that. But he will provide for us. Amen? And we've got to keep our minds in such a way that we can focus. And let's face it, there are times during the course of the day, you'll be up saying, praise God. And the next minute, you might take a dip. But we all do that. You know, nobody's on the road. Everything's closed down. And your mind can play tricks on you. Isaiah 26:3, he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. That I'm going to let my mind be focused on God no matter what happens. I'm going to have some strong thinking and knowing that he's the one who made my mind. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Having the right mindset. Are you feeling better now? My mission today is to encourage you and to use this example of how the fear cannot take you over. Fear cannot get the best of you. There's an inspiring story, yet a story of struggle, of Mary Jane Wilson. I came across this. She was born in 1857 in Cleveland, Indiana, on a farm. And early on, from infancy, she lost her father. And that was not enough. She was diagnosed with a spinal ailment that confined her to her home as a young girl. And she took that time. She learned, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, but also she learned the importance of music and writing. She wrote over some 2,000 hymns and poems. And there's one that I attribute to her that's really a blessing. I could hear the church choir singing it right now. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Time is filled with swift transition. Naught on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. I know we are spending a lot of time washing our hands and making sure we can't shake hands. As a Southern boy, that kind of messes me up. But I know the rule, don't shake hands. But his hand is available. You can shake his hand and know that his hand is upon you. His hand is upon your family. His hand is available. That's what's good about this. But as she writes this, I begin to think of the old songs and hymns that they sang back at the Springfield Baptist Church in good old Live Oak, Florida, where I grew up. And some of the deacons would say, "Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from thee, O whither shall I go?" God has given you not the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Just take a moment and just put that in your spirit today. Put that into who you are. And you know, the Holy Spirit will bring it back. You'll be doing something, and all of a sudden, his word would just pop up on the screen of your life and your mind to remind you that his word is true. How many believe that? Give me a thumb. You believe that, hey, I know this word is true. I know that he'll make a way out of no way. I know that he'll keep me because only he can do it. And that's what we stand on, beloved, is our faith. I mean, we were built for this. I mean, no, you can't be at the church building on Sunday, but my God, you ought to strike a hymn in your living room. Praise ought to be in your house. And I'm not afraid to know that Lord God will take care of me. I want you to just take time even now, once this broadcast is over, to share it with someone. And you know, I always say that God gives you a takeaway. Maybe there's something you grab from this that will help you make that become your peace to share with someone else the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before I end with prayer, I want to let you know, I thank the entire staff. There's a staff behind all of this. I have my wife and my son and my daughter. They're staff members, and they're making all this happen. I thank them for all that they do. And again, I thank God for all the pastors who are going forward today. So, you know, you share other stuff that you think is funny. Start sharing some of this with other people. So, you know what? I need to share this with you. And so I know I got 5,000 friends, but 5,000 folk need to hear it and more. Amen. But again, you can always go to our platform. It's www.com2harvest.org. And you can find us there. You can find out more about our ministry. You can encourage us as we encourage you. You can plant a seed into the ministry. This may as well just say it. You're not in church, but the church of God still needs to go forward. Amen. And so while you can buy some bread, don't forget what God has done for you in allowing you to get the bread. Ministries are suffering, but God is faithful. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus and we thank you for your word today. And we thank you for your people. I pray, God, that this word might go deep into the heart of the hearers and those who are viewing this. The Bible says, one planteth, another watereth, but God, you give the increase, and we can't thank you enough. Amen. Well, God bless you. I've enjoyed our time together, and you'll be seeing this not just live, but during the course of the week. Every chance I get, I'm going to do a little push, a little something on Twitter, on Facebook. If I see you on the street, I'm going to roll down the window and holler out, hey, you know, 2 Timothy 1:7. So I want to thank you again for joining us, and I want to thank you again for being a blessing to the body of Christ. We appreciate you. We love you. And from Harvest Christian Ministries, I want you to have a real good day. Enjoy the Sabbath even now. Amen. I can't see you, but you ought to go ahead and give God a praise. Go ahead and praise the Lord even right now. And we look forward again to next Sunday, 9:30, coming forward to you and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. All right, God bless you, love you, be encouraged in the Lord today. The fear factor, yeah, the fear factor, but no, there's also a faith factor, and that is that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? Take time today and just be a blessing to someone. There are just some folk who need to hear a word. They need to be encouraged. Tell them about the grace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has that, and he has it just for you. Pastor Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland, saying thank you for joining us, and may your day be blessed. Amen. Have a great day in the Lord.